You know, actually, when the Sudan government signed that deal, that pact of peace in the year 2005, at that time, both parties, you know, SPLM and the National Congress Party, they believed that the war will not solve the problem between South and North. And the only way to achieve security and to resolve problems is to was to sign a peace agreement. And that's what happened, which led the two partners to come together and to negotiate different issues that caused the conflict between North and South for more than two decades. And they have reached to the conclusion of the CPA. CPA was an agreement to stop war and to look for peaceful coexistence between North and South. And a lot of provisions and items mentioned in CPA looked for understanding between the two partners about different issues, which included in the six protocols that formulated the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. I can say that peace agreement not made and not signed to come to war again and to return to a situation that rejected by people and made a lot of loss in North and South. That is why I don't think that war will be erupted again in Sudan, because this was a phase which left far away, and it was not something benefitable to come to war, because the war will not solve the problem between North and South, but it will create a lot of destruction, and also it will be against the aspiration of the people, whether in North or South. And I can confirm that no return to war, but the only way to achieve peace and security and stability in Sudan is to make understanding about all controversial issues and differences between the two partners. And the only way is to the two partners should sit together to solve their problems. And this is the only way. I don't think that the war will have any room or any place in our coming future, because this is something already tried for more than 20 years, resulted in a lot of loss, not for North, not for South, but for both North and South. This expectation, I don't think that will have any avail in our country after January 2011.
Now, Dr. Obaed, the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has expressed concern that UN force in Sudan could not prevent possible hostilities between the North and South if the tension over the referendum boils over. Is the NCP committed that there will not be any more fight, or the NCP will not attack the South, even if the South to succeed?
I don't think that NCP now is having any intention to attack South. What is between North and South now is a comprehensive peace agreement. What is now stressed upon and what is now concentrated by NCP is how to implement the Comprehensive Peace Agreement and how to conduct referendum in a peaceful way and to be transparent and justice and also to provide full freedom for the people to opt either secession or unity, without any influence or domination of any of the parties, whether this domination or this influence by National Congress Party or SPLM. I think this is not something complicated. If the two partners want the climate of peace to be continued and the state of security to be also sustainable in our country, and no need for any intervention by any external organ, whether UN Security Council or any other country, because the only benefit, the benefit will come to the two partners and the loss will come to the two partners. That is why I can say the two partners are the only the only partners to look into their benefits. And I don't think that the benefit of the two partners can be brought to them by force. That is why I advise all these external people or external countries, foreign countries and foreign organizations to be far away from those two partners, because CPA already mentioned clearly how to solve the problem and what will be the reference. Like that complicated problem which hindered the implementation of CPA, but at last the two partners, they come to conclusion that they should transfer or transform this case to the Permanent Arbitration Court. And the case of ABA, which was complicated case, transferred to the Arbitration Court, and the rule of the Arbitration Court was accepted by the two partners. That is why I don't think that there is any need, because any intervention by any external organization or foreign country will not facilitate the way for the two partners to implement CPA, but such intervention will create a lot of difficulties and embarrass and create confusion for the two partners and will not help for the establishment and achievement of peace or conduction of the upcoming referendum. That is why I advise such people and such countries to keep themselves away from this CPA, because the CPA is between two partners and it is not from three partners.
The Southerners over the weekend held a national anthem competition where they would choose a national anthem for themselves. What is the NCP's position?
You know, actually, we are committed to CPA. And we will not acknowledge any action or any procedure which will be carried out of the provisions of CPA. CPA is an agreement, and this agreement should be implemented by the two partners, and there is no acceptance for any action that will jump over CPA. That is why I think that if such action taken and it is not mentioned in CPA, it will definitely be an illegal action. And this is enough. If it is illegal, that means one of the partners, because one of the partners will not acknowledge, will not recognize such results. And this will not help us, actually, for establishment or achievement of peace in our country.
As you are in the Kuwait, to explain to Kuwaiti, the people in Kuwait, about what is happening in your country, what is different that you're going to tell them in Kuwait or in the Gulf region?
You know, actually, it is from our duty to brief the people in the Arab world and in Africa about the situation of Sudan and to explain to them the CPA and the steps should be taken by the two partners to implement this CPA, and to be aware of the stance of our government and the readiness of our government to conduct the referendum in case of transparency and justice and freedom, and the acceptance of the results which will come out of the upcoming referendum, whether it is unity or secession. And this is, I think, it is very important to us, because this Arab world and this African continent should know actually what is the proper procedure to be taken and what is the what will be fruitful for the our country and for the Arab world. Because if there is any destruction or any crack or any war, this will definitely and ultimately affect the whole situation in Africa as well as it will affect the situation in the Islamic and Arab world as well.